To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
I love home remedies, and even more fun, David, is I love to find out things that I might not have thought of using that are sitting right in my kitchen. How about you?
I've got a lot of those. I'll start with red wine. I hear drinking it each night helps me relax, but that's a whole other conversation. No, we've got a guest today, and you're going to love this. Her name is Deirdre Lane, and she's an expert in natural remedies. She's co-founder of one of the world's largest, one of the top sites for alternative medicine called Earth Clinic. And Deirdre, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, David and Lisa.
I got to tell you, our young listeners are starting back to school. Our mom listeners are looking to maintain their radiant glow. And, well, all our listeners, we're all looking to fight free radicals and have healthy solutions for our skin. And in getting ready for today, you shared that some of the most popular remedies, or the most popular remedy on your site, is apple cider vinegar. Is that correct?
Yes. Right, yes. Can you believe it?
No, I didn't. And that's what got me. And then I'm told you've written a book called Apple Cider Vinegar, A Modern Folk Remedy. Okay, now I got to ask you. I mean, evidently it's big enough you've written a book and it's popular and my mouth dropped. I'm going, what could she tell me about apple cider vinegar? Okay, it's a tongue twister for me, as you can tell. But is this something I should take internally or apply topically?
Most people take it internally, and some people do apply it topically to the skin on the face in particular.
Okay, so both, and we'll talk about that then. So, but tell me, if I'm, for our listeners that want to prevent acne, I mean, what would you suggest? How would it help?
Yes. Well, most of the readers who write in about how they're using apple cider vinegar for the skin, or in particular acne, will put a straight up apple cider vinegar on a cotton ball and dab it on their face first thing in the morning because it kills bacteria. The only issue with that is that you smell a little bit like salad dressing.
Maybe they could rinse it off after a few minutes after they've reset the pH.
Yes, for sure. Yes.
Okay, so a great idea there would be to dab it on, wait maybe 10 minutes, let it kill the bacteria, and just rinse it off so you don't go to school with that smell. Okay, now, what else can you do? Because you have a DIY recipe, and I think it's for internal. Tell us about that.
Yes, well, this is the most popular way to take apple cider vinegar, and you'd want to buy the organic apple cider vinegar that most grocery stores sell these days that contains the mother. And it's very simple. You just would add 2 teaspoons to start, just to see how your system handles it. 2 teaspoons to an 8-ounce glass of distilled water or mineral water. And then some people add some natural sweetener to help with the taste. And others you can add a pinch of baking soda, which also helps with alkalizing the formula.
And what is that going to do for us?
It does so many. Mainly it's going to alkalize your pH.
Internally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing at how many ailments it cures. It's we've got it listed over, I'd say, and big ailments, probably 50, but there's probably thousands of posts and people writing in about curing arthritis, acid reflux, and GERD. It's lowering blood sugar in a matter of hours. It can cure food poisoning. If you take it right at the onset of symptoms and sinus infections, and the list just goes on and on. So it's quite an amazing remedy.
No, it sounds it. We talk a lot about the skin pH, and your skin is actually different than your internal body. But the difference in pH and how products and what we do to our bodies affect it, and all the things down the road. So I know there's a lot of research in what you're saying, but I think we're going to have to visit your website, and we'll mention it shortly and put up a link so our listeners can go check out. There's some other remedies you've mentioned, and so tell us about some others that you'd suggest maybe to fight acne or inflammation.
To fight inflammation, well, turmeric is going to be one of the best remedies for the skin, and it can prevent acne breakouts and boils, and we have phenomenal reports of people using it to prevent staph infections. So it's probably your main anti-inflammatory and a blood purifier. And how you'd take that would be a teaspoon of turmeric in a glass of water, and also you'd add a couple twists of black pepper and a bit of oil, like olive oil or sunflower oil, and that helps the turmeric be absorbed into the gut. So it's
another,
yeah.
So that would be great to help fight acne, inflammation, and all. And then again, that's an internal item. Let's talk about things we can do externally to keep the skin glowing. You know, I got to tell you, you know, some people love taking hot showers. Some, I hate to say cold showers, but some people swear the cold shower is better. Some say warm showers. You know, everybody's got a different philosophy. But so when you take a shower, what do you suggest for us? What would be your recipe?
I found for glowing skin, the best thing is to end a hot shower with a cold shower, if you can stand it. So you'd actually want to hit, let the cold water hit your skin, in particular your face and your neck, and also your lymph nodes under your arms. If you can stand it for 1 to 2 minutes, then that's following a warm shower.
So 1 to 2 minutes with cold water.
Wow, that's long.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay, that's not happening for me. I'm out.
I know. It's quite a shock to the nervous system. You'll find a lot of sports people who are engaged in cold showers, and it feels amazing after you've had a good workout to get into a cold shower as well. Very energizing.
And I say that, you know, anything with health takes some effort. And so for me to try something, I'm half kidding, is I would probably start with it real short and then over time slowly increase it. It's kind of like exercising. You know, we often talk on the show how I never exercised till a little bit over a year ago and then started with a walk around the block and then a few extra blocks. And then it just now it became into where I work out with a trainer. But it all started with something simple. And so you're saying to us, use a hot shower. And before we finish, switch it to as cold as we can stand and for as long as we can stand. Maybe start with a few seconds and each day build it up a little, because a minute or two is what you're really suggesting.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And then there are the proponents of just taking a strictly cold shower. So, and in which case, you'll find people do a what they call a dry brush. So you'd massage yourself with a soft bristled hairbrush for a couple minutes, and then you'd step into a cold shower. And you'd want to stay in long enough that your body starts to warm up and not be so shocked by the cold.
So what is the cold water doing? Why is this beneficial?
I think it's improving circulation and it's also activating the nervous system. So it's working in a whole lot of different levels. But there's reports on it improving the tone of the skin and muscles, and there's been a few reports, though not since about 2008, some studies on cold showers. So it's not one of, you know, back when I was doing Earth Clinic in 2006, 2007, we would have lots and lots of people writing in about cold showers, but it's not one of the more popular remedies at the moment. Probably because it's a little shocking.
It's why I had to focus on it. But you've got another one when showering. You suggested taking a little bit of almond oil and massaging it over our body either before or after the shower, and using that as kind of like a moisturizer to help nourish the body, correct?
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it doesn't have to be almond oil, but it could be sesame oil, although that smells a bit stronger.
Okay. Or maybe even an olive oil, which is good for the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I like the idea, especially even if the body was a little damp, it would you know, kind of help lock in some of that moisture. And actually, if you did it even before you finished, you're right, your body would actually feel very moisturized when you step out. So that's a neat tip.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And then that moisturizing stays for the whole day, so that's what's so wonderful about it.
And you've got a website that's got 120,000 posts. I mean, that's a lot of posts.
That's a lot, yeah.
I'm assuming you didn't write them all.
No, they're mostly contributions from around the world, yes.
Well, that's amazing. So this website's been around for a number of years. You're one of the most trafficked websites, especially for alternative medicine. So So we invite our listeners to go check it out. But there's a lot of other suggestions, tips, and home remedies. So what would be the website? It's earthclinic.com?
Yes, it's earthclinic.com. Mm-hmm,
okay, earthclinic.com, and you've got your own website, DeirdreLane.org, and we'll put the links up on our site as well. So we invite our listeners to go check it out, because there's a lot of alternative medicine, all kinds of natural, healthy solutions for a lot of problems. Today we talked about ways to help prevent acne and have healthy skin for back to school and all the way for us adults to have glowing skin. I'm beauty expert David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful, stay tuned, and stay well.